About 30 million American families will buy a real Christmas tree this year, but they're in the minority. About 80% of people who put up a tree now use artificial ones. One reason? Buyers believe it is more environmentally friendly. But is it? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WUNC's Dave DeWitt reports.
If a real Christmas tree is standing proudly in a corner of your living room right now, it likely began its life somewhere much like this. Clinging to a 5-by-5-foot chunk of ground in North Carolina, surrounded by tens of thousands of other trees of all shapes and sizes, up one side of a mountain and down the other.
So there's the holler. Can you see what it's called, Smoky Holler? So it's a beautiful place up here.
Della Deal lives with her husband Buddy and their three kids back down the other side of this hill. They own the Smoky Holler Christmas Tree Farm, a medium-sized farm that produces 30,000 or so trees a year. Those Fraser firs will end up in mansions in New Jersey, churches in Florida, and living rooms up and down the East Coast. It's a family farm and has been for generations.
Growing Christmas trees in Western North Carolina really saved the small family farms up here, because most folks were producing beans and cabbage, and those markets went away as all that agriculture moved out west to larger farms. Christmas trees really filled that void and saved a lot of these small farms.
An average Christmas tree takes 13 years to grow. It gets trimmed, fertilized, shaped, and otherwise cared for approximately 100 times in its lifetime. Earl Deal, the patriarch of the family, is in his 70s, but still gets up at 4 a.m. every day to hand shape every tree.
Our biggest problem compared to other agricultural crops is how labor intensive it is. There's a lot of hand work in shaping the trees.
When it's ready for the market, the tree is cut and hauled to the farm's distribution center, where it's loaded onto a truck with a couple hundred others and sent off to retail lots. Lately, more and more consumers have been choosing artificial trees over real ones. Over time, they're cheaper, less messy, and easier to set up. Consumers also cite a belief that cutting down a real tree and transporting it into a living room seems counterintuitive to being environmentally sound.
Well, shoot, it'd be better for the environment if we didn't even celebrate Christmas now, wouldn't it? You know, we wouldn't have presents and wrapping paper and everything.
Jill Sidebottom researches Christmas trees at NC State University and helps farmers hone their practices.
A fake tree is made of plastic, and, you know, once it's thrown away, it just goes into the landfill. It doesn't have any environmental benefits, whether it's, you know, the creation of oxygen or the creation of habitat for wildlife or anything.
Real trees also soak up CO2. After the holidays, they're often composted or even used to shore up dunes on beaches. Back at the Smoky Holler Christmas Tree Farm, they've begun to diversify a little. For the first time this year, they're selling organic trees. Della Deal isn't so sure it will help stem the tide.
I'm not totally sold on organic. I think it's more of a marketing tool than it is an actual environmental practice. We still have to use organic pesticides on those trees to keep the mites and stuff out. And we use a whole bunch of chicken litter to fertilize them.
After a very busy past few months, Christmas tree farmers are just now beginning to relax. Their trees are mostly harvested and sent off. All that's left is to pick their own. Della's husband Buddy has marked one of the best on the farm with multicolored ribbons, and soon it will occupy the usual spot in their living room.
We put up a tree right before Christmas because that's the time we have, and I leave my tree up till Valentine's Day.
Just because you like it so much?
Just because I like it so much. I love Christmas. I have so much Christmas stuff.
For Here and Now, I'm Dave DeWitt in Allegheny County, North Carolina.